They declared these days should be days of festivities and happiness and giving mishloach manot and matanot levyonim. The Talmud says, Rava taught every person should get drunk to the point that they cannot discern between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. It would seem the logic behind what our sages instituted, be it to get drunk or to give mishloach manot and matanot levyonim, goes back to the conversation with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told his students, the Jewish people deserve this decree because they bowed to the idol. So the students asked, if that was the reason, then why did Hashem ever go back on it? So he says, because the Jews were faking. They didn't believe the idol was a force. They faked. They bowed to the idol and they didn't really mean it. So Hashem did the same thing to them. He faked like they were going to be annihilated, even though he didn't really mean it. He said, you guys faked. I faked. So we're trying to show that everything that happened on Purim was external. It wasn't for real. It seemed like it was, there was a real threat, but really not. Deep down inside, we were always connected. And that's why we have these three mitzvot. A person is gauged in three things. Koso, kiso, kaso. His wallet, his cup when he drinks, and when he gets angry. So a person gets drunk, and he doesn't discern between Ar Haman Baruch Mordechai. And even so, you don't see that a person starts saying, "Ooh, I'll go be like Haman." No, a person gets drunk and he still wants to be a good person. A person isn't supposed to stand there when he's drunk and saying, "Cursed is Mordechai, look at what a bad person he was." When people get drunk, very often you'll see them denying everything they believe in. Not by us. People get drunk and they should become holier people. When a person gets drunk, what's supposed to come out, and you'll see a lot of people are like this, is their great connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. You'll see people running up there to the podium and standing, giving speeches as though they were the chief rabbi. You'll see people standing Shmoneh Esrei for hours. When they're drunk, they'll be standing there because what comes out is their connection to Hashem. And they're saying, this is the real me. And the idea here is that when a person's drinking, what's deep down inside is supposed to come out, which is supposed to be the connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ad Dilo Yoda is, I'm not thinking now, it's my heart that's spilling out, and what's supposed to spill out of my heart is that. And that's the idea that everything that happened on Purim only seemed that way. That's the kos. We're going to be checked, bekoso and bekiso, in our wallets, that we do a lot of tzedakah and chesed on this day. Then on this day, people spend their money making the poor happy, making their friends happy, making other people happy. That's the theme.